Bonnie. On August 27, 1992, the fishing boat, the Bonnie, was stranded northwest of La Calque on the second reef. The weather was foggy and the wind was blowing 10 to 12 meters per second from the west-northwest. The lifeboat, Uni 33 from Haunebout, was alerted at 12:25 a.m. The crew of the lifeboat brought a bilge pump and reached the stricken craft at approximately 1 a.m. A helicopter had also arrived, carrying a bilge pump, as the message said that the ship was taking on water. The helicopter left the stricken craft as the lifeboat had positioned itself against the side of the ship. The reserve engineer on the Uni 33 got both pumps started so that the water that had entered in could be pumped out. Outside of the second reef, there were two harbor trawlers from Haunebout ready to try to pull the stricken craft off when the water was at its peak at around 3 a.m. They managed to get the tow bar attached to one beam trawler, the Comet, but the rescue operation failed because the Comet was stranded due to a powerful transverse current. So now there were suddenly two ships in trouble. Fortunately, the Comet was quickly freed again, and they again tried to pull the Bonnie free, but they also had to give up this time and called the rescue cruiser the Minden from the island of Sylt. Fortunately, the Comet was quickly freed again, and they again tried to pull the Bonnie free, but they also had to give up this time and called the rescue cruiser the Minden from the island of Sylt. The Minden could not get close enough to the Bonnie, and Uni 33 had to help get the 140-meter-long towing cable from the Bonnie out to the Minden, which used all of its motor power to pull the stricken craft free. Unfortunately, the cable broke, and as the tide was simultaneously receding, they did not try again. The rescue crew on Uni 33 sailed back to Haunebout, and they then sailed out to the beach in a rubber dinghy, which they unloaded from the Bonnie to salvage the towing cables. They got one cable ashore, after which a crane truck was called. The crane truck was connected to the Bonnie with the cable to hold the ship steady during high tide. Over the next few days, the Bonnie was pulled further and further up the beach to eventually be loaded onto a low loader and driven to the shipyard in Haunebout. The Comet also did not come away from the incident unscathed, as it had to be towed the last stretch to Haunebout because the cooling pipe was broken and the rudder and screw were damaged.